Well, it was another busy weekend in the rugby world. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our rugby correspondent, Alec McDonald. Alec, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And first of all, we're going to start with that All-Ireland League 2C clash between Omagh and Skerries. It was defeat for the North West side against Skerries, 39-24. But at half-time, there wasn't much in it, Alec. It was 22-14, but Omagh will have felt that they got a bonus, picked up a bonus point as well, but that still has to be revealed, Alec.
Yes, I saw that result. Because actually, as you know, it was up in Bangor, and Bangor were saying that they were well in the game with Skerries in the first half too, but Skerries seemed to be very, very strong in the second half, and they've done us all wrong. And as you say, it was 39-24 to finish, but I was chatting with one of the Omagh boys there, and Omagh did it wasn't registered in the league table, but they did score four tries, so they got a try bonus point. And you know, they do score a lot of tries, and those bonus points are going to be important for them, because Skerries are lying second in that league now. It looks like Enniscorthy and them are the two pace setters coming up to the halfway stage in this league, but they'll have been delighted in that one there to get a try bonus point at least, because anything away from home is a bonus.
Look, it took a late penalty to seal the victory for City of Derry yesterday by the singlest of margins. They went to Bangor. Well, a performance, 14-15, it ended in that game. But at halftime as well, Alec, it was, suppose, the Bangor men, the home side, that had the lead, 12-7. But City of Derry showed this year what they've been showing throughout the year, a little bit more steel, Alec.
Yes, and really, you know, it was quite an opening. There were three tries in the first 14 minutes. It was Derry that scored through David Graham after a break by Richard Baird, and that was 7-0 after about 5 minutes, the perfect start. But then Bangor hit back with two tries, one by their second row, another by their winger, Mark Whitnicombe, both converted by their out half, two massive conversions, and that left it, as you said, 14-7 at half-time, and, 12-7 at half-time. But the second half, and towards the latter stages of the first half, and most of the second half, Derry dominated. They really had opportunities. In the closing minutes of the first half, there was a couple of tries which should have been. Players held onto the ball when they had players outside them, and they could have had it done and dusted at half-time. Hard fought in the second half. Bangor come back and, you know, really put it up to them. And it was at 10 minutes from the end, young Alec McDonald out half. He converted to make it 15-14. But with about 3 minutes to go, Derry conceded a penalty in a very kickable position, and everybody was hoping the worst, because, as I say, the right half had kicked so well before that, but he pulled it badly wide, and that was a big one, because, you know, all the hard work could have been lost at that particular time. But Derry delighted to get that, and it now ticks them up to 15 points. They're in seventh place. Bangor in a wee bit of problems down at the bottom, second bottom from the table. But an excellent game of rugby, of course. Conditions yesterday for this time of year were absolutely superb. Big crowd, and Derry were very, very happy, I can assure you, coming home last night.
After yesterday's victory, Alec McDonald spoke with City of Derry's Richard McCarter.
I've a very happy City of Derry coach here today, and okay, it might have been 15-14, it looked a nail biter, but certainly, Richard, you know, overall, it would have been a bit of a travesty had you not come away with the points today.
Yeah, it would have been, to be honest. Like, we've been sort of used to these nail biters at this stage, but I thought overall, with the balance of play, we were a much better team. Like, the attack and shape and some of the carries that we had in the first half in particular were excellent. We dominated the majority of the second. We just couldn't get over the line to kill the game off, but we showed real hunger and heart to come back and get in front, and then managed to stay in front in the last few minutes.
I think that was epitomised. I mean, Bangor got an early score, and Bangor had back very quickly, and you found yourselves 14-7 down after 15 minutes. But really, from then on, I think things went well. The scrum improved greatly, and the line-out in the second half was excellent.
Yeah, you can't do much if you don't have a good set piece. Our scrum is never really in doubt, to be honest. Line-out has been a bit wobbly, but it really improved second half, and to be honest, they only really caused us any problems towards the end. I just wondered if we were going to run out of time before we get over the line, but yeah, absolutely delighted. It was a real must-win game, and we told the boys that in the change rooms before the match, and they fronted up brilliantly.
Well, coming up to Christmas, of course, I mean, with two vital games, I mean, I think you're under no illusions that probably the best team in the league is coming to Judges Road next week, and then you have a long trip to Midland, so it was very important today to get those 4 points bagged.
It was important just to get the monkey off our back in terms of our away form, but as you say, in a score, they come to Judges Road next week, and we have to make it as difficult for them as possible. Like, nobody likes coming up to us, we have to make it hard, and today will certainly give us loads of confidence.
That was Alec McDonald speaking to City of Derry's Richard McArthur. We'll also move on to Ulster Championship 3 and focusing on Letterkenny here. Another victory for them against the PSNI, 24-12. And that puts Letterkenny now joint top. And that's 8 wins from 10 games there, Alec.
Great. I mean, obviously, they got over last week whenever they were beaten by Stavan in the closing seconds of the Gordon West Cup. But, I mean, there was enough that last week in that game, as I said, to see that this Letterkenny team certainly have improved. The coaching setup has very, very good. And Kieran O'Dowd, their PRO, I did a wee chat with him last week. You know, he was saying that the attitude for training and everything is great and the players just look forward from Saturday to Saturday. And certainly, you know, they have set out their stall now at the moment. They've virtually played everybody in that league. So they'll obviously they'll have to play them again, either home or away. But, I mean, the PSNI normally have a pretty strong side, especially at home, I mean, in that one. So that was a great result for Letterkenny. And they're certainly moving well. A wee blip last week in the Cup, but they can now, of course, concentrate on the league, and maybe that's what they want to do.
Yeah, dusted themselves off after that defeat to Strabane and recording a good victory yesterday. In the Rugby Regional West, well, it was Innis Sean who picked up the points against Strabane. They ran out 22 points to 7 winners there, Alec.
Yeah, Innis Sean, they haven't had a game for quite a few weeks. Sometimes that Rugby Regional West, there's a lot of teams concede games in that one, and that, as I've mentioned on umpteen occasions, it's very frustrating for a side, you know, that tries to keep the players together, tries to keep them ready for training, and you find that there's 2 weeks elapsed before you get a game, and that's unfortunate what happens. But I mean, they'll be delighted to get that result yesterday and keep it up. The other one too, Porrick, was in a Conference 2, Rugby Conference 2, with over 24, Limavady 32. That will be almost seconds that they play in that league. But Limavady still unbeaten this year, top of the Conference 2, top of the Championship 2. So it'll be very interesting to see, will they get to the new year without being beaten? But from what I have heard, they are a very, very good team. And the new coach, Graham Eastwood, former Rainy Man, has really gelled them together. And to get to this stage of the season unbeaten is quite a performance.
Okay, turn our attention to the Pro 14. Alec and Wilwitz has been a mixed bag for the Irish provinces this weekend. We'll start with Connacht. Well, they moved up to second in Conference B of the Pro 14 after a bonus point, 24 points to 12-1 over the Southern Kings at the Sports Ground. And suppose whenever you score 4 tries, you're not going to be far away, Alec.
You would think so. Now, the Kings would be the lesser of the two sides. Obviously, the Cheetahs are the pacemakers in the other conference. I mean, they at home at the start of the season were absolutely flying, and they have improved greatly. They played in the Currie Cup last year, which is sort of one of the premier club competitions in South Africa. So obviously that has done them good. And, you know, Connacht up to second in that one. Connacht up to second because, I mean, when we're saying about that, a surprising result down in Thomond Park or Irish Independent Park. I'm not sure which venue it was played at yesterday, but Edinburgh travelled over and beat Munster 18-16. And as I say, that was a bit of a shock, and certainly because Munster and Connacht are in the same group, gives the Westerners a bit of a chance in that one.
Looking at Leinster, well, suppose they lead the way in Conference A of the Pro 14. Leo Cullen's side, they had a good victory, 23-10 over Glasgow. And suppose you were up in Ravenhill on Friday night as well. Ulster have given them themselves an 8-point cushion in second place in Conference A of the Pro 14. So a good victory. They ran out 29 points to 5 winners over Scarlets in Belfast.
Yeah, they had 3 tries in the first, I think it was the first 20 minutes, and they had the 4 tries by half time, and I think that was the intention of their coach Dan McFarlane to get Katrina and get all the guys off because he didn't want any injuries going into this game next Saturday against Harlequins. And the big talking point, Porrick, of course, really in Ulster rugby this week was the 4-week ban of Addison, the fullback, after that tackle last week against Termit of Ayr. Now, all of us that were at the game, and when you watched it back, PJ Doyle, the referee, will not be a happy man. Neither will the TMO or the two linesmen, because not one of them even suggested a yellow card after the tackle happened. But all of a sudden, the sighting commissioner decided to take it on. And surprisingly, to see a Romanian and an Italian in the panel was somewhat surprising for a lot of people, because Romania don't even take part and then that competition. But they decided to do this. Ulster, I think, can appeal it. I'm not sure. But Addison must feel badly done by. Yes, it was a massive collision. The heads hit together, but these things happen. It wasn't delivered. So, you know, it just was very disappointing from Ulster's point of view. They may appeal it, they may not. But Addison, if he doesn't play, you know, he'll be missed, because next week against Harlequins is a big game. If Ulster can have another victory, 3 out of 3, it really sets them up then. In the Champions Cup pool.
Okay, Alec, looking forward to next weekend. What can our listeners look forward to in the rugby world?
Well, obviously the big game on Saturday is the Ulster Harlequins game, and you know, both Derry are at home to Enniscorthy, and that'll be very interesting. Enniscorthy unbeaten this year, and although Derry last year had a habit of beating these sides, I saw them play Oma, and quite honestly, I think they're a very, very good side. That's not to say that they're not beatable, but it'll take a big performance from Derry next week. But, you know, the challenge is out. Everybody expects Enniscorthy to win, so no better way to start a game. And then Oma, they're on the road as well next week. They'll be looking to try and get some points from that, because their final game is home to Sunday's Well on the 15th. And that's a match I would think they'll be targeting very strongly in that one. But, you know, Letterkenny, all the junior sides playing away at the moment. But let's hope that they can all keep going on the way they've been up to now.
Okay, thanks very much to Alec McDonald joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport.